Hello, friends. It's time for the latest Kings of Anglia podcast. The boys are back in town, and we're back in a new studio today. It's very cosy in here. IO Radio, Norwich Road. Our original studio wasn't ready for us, so we've been shuttled into a side studio. We're all essentially sitting on each other's knees. My name is Mark Heath, with me as ever. As I say, the band is back together. The boys are back in town. We're all here together, which means, first of all, I've got to introduce the man known as Hutchie. Michael Hutchins, Alfred Hutchcock, Tommy Robinson's biggest fan.
Whoa.
I'm now calling him Alfred Hutchler. It's Andy Warren.
Ooh. Yeah, hello.
How's things?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Outstanding.
Good. And this is lovely, isn't it?
It's alright, isn't it? It's quite cosy. I might leap, reach over and stroke your leg in a minute, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
We do that, it wouldn't work anyway.
The Boris.
Allegedly. And the man who sports the haircut favoured by most of Tommy Robinson's supporters. It's the man we like to call the Doctor. It's Stephen Watson. I need a doctor. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent.
Very good.
You've been very energetic this morning, Stu. Far more so than a normal Monday morning. You've been giving it your proper radio voice in here. You've been dancing along.
Well, yeah, I'm bringing a new voice to the party today.
A new voice?
Yeah.
How does that differ from your old voice?
You told me I'm too monotone.
You are.
So, that's why that's come from. I can't promise anything.
Okay.
I can't promise anything.
Keep an eye out for the Dr. Watson to have a new voice today.
I want some kind of accent on this new voice.
Yeah, well, I look a
like
French.
A Steve McLaren. Or
yes.
Oh, Dutch. Yeah, nice. I like that.
Steve or Joey Barton French.
Do it. And of course, a fourth wheel in this car that we call the Kings of Anglia. Car. The greatest producer on planet Earth, survivor of a lightning strike, and also the man with the best intro music on the planet, producer Ross. Roscoe, how are you?
I'm okay.
But you're tired, aren't you?
Yes, but I'm always tired, so...
I do worry that this fatigue and your reduced immune system is going to lead inevitably to another illness.
I've been alright this year, to be fair. I've had
this year?
Yeah, this year in terms of I've not been ill. So
that's not true.
Or properly ill.
Properly ill?
Yeah, like, in bed, like, sweaty.
Are you ever really properly ill, though? Or it's mostly just kind of moaning about having the sniffles and...
Yeah.
Or, the other week, kind of clutching your ribs and saying, my ribs hurt.
Yeah, I did. I think I slept funny, so...
Slept funny?
Yeah.
Interesting. What, on, like, a concrete floor or something?
Yeah.
Mm, good. Boys, it's tremendous to all be in here. I like getting closer and closer to you every day. How are we all? We've not done one of these all together for some time, and this is going to be our last one all together for some time again, because of holidays, days off, spa days, such like. Friends, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Actually, you're having a new kitchen fitted.
Yeah, all been ripped out as we speak. So bang, 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 job done.
They come in and literally just tear the shit out of your kitchen.
Straight in, spanner, screwdriver, out.
Sledgehammer.
I asked my wife if I could smash it up myself yesterday. She said no.
There are places you can go to do that, can't they? They call them anger rooms, where you can go and smash the living shit out of things. Yeah, I really like the idea of it.
I think we find that useful.
Like padded walls.
I'm not sure they're padded walls. No, they're literally just loads of crockery and things that you can smash up. You're given a hammer to go in with. Go to town.
That sounds really good.
Does sound good, doesn't it?
That does sound good. Yeah, I'll be up
tell us about your kitchen. It's very exciting. You're going to have underfloor heating.
That's the main takeaway, really. Yeah. Underfloor heating, which I'll probably sleep on.
Yeah, your cat's going to love that as well.
Yep, he is.
Tiger is going to be sleeping in the middle of the floor.
Yep, due to his recent behaviour, he is banished to the kitchen at night times. Just carpet nonsense. Just why do they do it?
Well, he's probably saying he wants more attention, I'd imagine.
Well, he doesn't need that in the middle of the night. Just
cats are awful creatures. That's
it's not true. It's not true.
They
are.
Selfish animals.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Does Tiger go in and take dumps in your neighbour's gardens? I bet they love that.
I don't know where he does his business.
Exactly. It's not your garden. You don't care.
Exactly.
Stewie, how are you? What have you been up to?
I've been to Fleetwood and back.
Yes, we're going to get onto that. Tell me something interesting about your life.
What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I locked myself in my spare bedroom at home and wrote lots of things about Ipswich Town.
The office, you mean?
Yeah. Well, it's, to call it an office would be a stretch.
Yeah. Why did you have to lock yourself in?
It's the junk room, because that's the only way I can get any levels of concentration in a house that contains a toddler.
Yeah. Was she kind of knocking on the door and saying, "Daddy,
she forgot I was home, I think, eventually.
Excellent.
Yeah, she doesn't really notice when I'm not there, to be honest.
When you refer to having a junk room in your house, I think a lot of people can relate. Mm. Can we also clear up this fact? Has everyone in here got in their house a miscellaneous drawer?
Yeah, we call it the useful drawer.
Where you just chuck anything in there, it doesn't really have a place.
Dead batteries.
Dead batteries, pencils.
We have two. We've got a useful drawer and a box.
Those little things that you use to put furniture together, the little, what do you call them?
Allen keys.
That's it, Allen keys, yeah.
Radiator key.
All that sort of stuff. Roscoe?
I think there's a Michael McIntyre sketch, isn't there, that basically takes you on a journey.
Is that right?
Yeah, using all of those. At some stage, you'll be giving a mission that needs all of those things in said drawer.
You never know. Anyway. I've got a couple of lighters in mine as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all,
to light birthday those, candles.
Yeah, exactly.
One of those things that's emergency hob lighter as well. It's, what are they called?
Hob lighter?
Yeah, the old hob lighter. I don't need that when I get my new hob.
Yeah, you've got a sick hob as well coming, haven't you?
It's going to be better,
sick. With a proper stir-fry grandmaster.
Yep.
Awesome. Roscoe, is your whole house just a miscellaneous drawer?
Yeah. my stuff, like Sasha's very organised, so it's mainly just my stuff.
Every desk is definitely a miscellaneous drawer.
Don't look at my desk.
How often does Sasha tell you need to be more tidy?
Every day.
Yeah.
Probably.
And how often do you listen to that?
Never.
Exactly. Right, boys, it's great to all be back together in this new studio, this new setting. I feel it's very dynamic.
You're not standing up. There was talk that you were going to
stand up. I
might stand up.
Depends how excited I get during this this podcast. We've got less time than normal because we had to ask around setting up the studio, so we'll try and zoom through this. But, of course, we want to focus a little bit, first of all, on Fleetwood at the weekend. Now, before we get to the result, Town still unbeaten, top of the league. Boring.
Spoiler alert, it was 1-0.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about the journey, because it's the longest journey that you will go on, hopefully, FA Cup pending, this season. You all travelled up. Roscoe, you went on Friday night.
I did.
With a friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that friend?
Big shout out to Liam.
Liam?
Liam Young.
Liam Young. Nice one, Liam.
Yeah. He's actually from North West, so we went and stayed at his Nan Jones. Big shout out to Joan. She was lovely.
Outstanding. Yeah. So were you getting home-cooked specials?
Yeah, breakfast in the morning on Saturday before we went up to Fleetwood.
Yeah.
So this is Frodsham we were standing.
Frodsham?
So just outside of Chester.
Ooh.
So
you were talking on Friday about going to Chester Zoo on Saturday morning.
Yeah, it didn't happen because I couldn't be asked to get up that early.
Surprise me. And boys, you were obviously you travelled up on the day, so you left at what, 7 in the morning?
7 a.m.
Ouch. And how was that trip? Lots of smooth radio?
Too much smooth, as always.
Yeah.
Far too loud as well.
Okay, diner stop?
Yes. Yeah. Always the same.
What did you have?
Scrambled egg on toast.
Healthy. Nice.
Yeah. That got many, many comments from other members of the travelling party. Not enough fried nonsense on there, apparently.
Yeah. What they call you, sort of a fanny for eating semi.
Our photographer, Warren Page, particularly, not unimpressed.
Really?
You're going to be starving later. You're going to be starving.
Not true.
Don't protein, come to me.
Protein will fill you right up.
I was absolutely fine.
Absolutely.
Went to
Stewie, what did you have?
Vegetarian breakfast now.
What?
Yeah, not because I'm anti-meat. If anything, I bloody love it. But
faux meat.
The sausages are far too questionable there now.
So you think there might be actually more meat in the vegetarian
option? Yes, I think so, yeah.
Those mushrooms are pretty meaty.
Yeah.
So what do you get in a vegetarian breakfast?
All the stuff that's not meat. Eggs.
Okay, eggs.
Bread.
Yeah.
Tomato.
Beans. Mushrooms,
you don't get
tomato,
like a Linda McCartney
hash
sausage.
Browns. No, you're not. Okay. No, you're not getting any meat substitute.
Okay, so you had that. You were fueled up for the day ahead.
Yep.
And then you arrived at Fleetwood. What? First of all, what's the ground like? It's tiny, isn't it? But it's got a big screen.
Yeah, it's like a non-league ground on drugs. Is probably the best way I can describe it. You can tell it started from humble beginnings, and then they've kind of built that main stand subsequently.
Quite a nice main stand, isn't it? Got a bit arched roof, a bit of character to it, not like your usual flat pack ground. But then one of the sides is only half there, and then you've got a social club.
Yeah. And but I was reading there's a big screen.
Very big screen.
Wow. Okay.
Where'd you read that?
On Twitter, I think.
Oh, I thought you read it in my Sunday.
No,
snap.
I did read it in your Sunday snap.
Okay.
I did. Your Sunday snap's excellent, by the way. Actually.
Good.
They've also got a stand behind a stand where they've kind of built, I assume they built the new one and then just inside the other one.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Which is quaint.
Yeah.
Town
fans right in force again, were they?
1,100.
That's mad.
Play to them. Good lord. I wonder what time they had to leave. the coaches must have been super, super early. Any idea, Roscoe? You'd normally be on a coach.
Five, six, probably.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm pleased. I didn't need to do that.
It's a long day. Yeah. Let's talk about the game. Town won 1-0 again. Your thoughts?
First half was terrible.
What? We'll come to you in a minute. Let's let the journalist talk first.
They'll agree.
Yeah. What did you make of it then? 1-0?
I wouldn't go as far as saying the first half was terrible. I thought it was a bit like the Tranmere game where they kind of cancelled each other out. Every League One side seems to have giant centre-backs.
They're getting bigger. Every week they're getting bigger.
Harry Souter, on loan from Stoke, was an absolute giant, wasn't he?
Yeah, James Norwood got nothing out of him, did he? A couple of headers that he managed to win, but he was on a hiding to nothing with the big boy for the first half.
Yeah, it was all a bit long ball, which was meat and drink to them. They ran out of ideas a little bit, fairly scrappy, cancelled each other out. No shots on target from either team come half time.
That kind of tells the story, doesn't it? If you look at that statistic's always a good marker of what's going on. You're filming.
I'm just giving the people a flavour of what it's like in this tight little room. I was expecting you to talk for a bit longer.
Mm.
But so, any other thoughts to add?
So the first half was fairly forgettable. Ross is right, as a spectacle, there wasn't much to remember about it, was there?
Mm-hmm.
Garbutt's, the one moment that you remember is Wolfenden's superb raking ball from right back all the way across to left wing. Garbutt kind of takes it on his thigh, cuts inside and fizzes a shot just across the face of goal.
Norwood had a header over as well, didn't he? That he kind of got underneath a little bit over the top of the bar.
Yeah, but that was about it really. It was about right, 0-0 at half time. Second half, a lot better. That's when it all came to life.
And the goal came quite early in the second half, didn't it?
58? Yeah.
Relatively early.
Yeah. Early enough.
It should have come very early in the second half
because
Mr. Norwood's missed another chance.
We'll talk about him in a minute.
Okay.
So the goal came, Garbutt free kick, spilled by the keeper into the path of Jackson. That man is there again.
Spilled or saved?
Oh, it's saved.
Saved, but probably should have held. Or definitely pushed wider.
Mm.
It wasn't... I don't think he even struck this one with as much power as the one that he slipped and hit against Tranmere. Came with, but it was a save. I think he should have pushed that round the post. Really, if you're going to be making that save, I would say. But Jackson's followed that up really nicely. It hit it first time as well. The keeper got a hand to it. But he's getting quite good at that, mopping up.
Six goals now for KJ Thriller.
Should have been seven.
Should have been seven. Yeah, obviously missed a penalty.
Forgot to go with my Jackson 5 thing, didn't I?
Missed it.
Yeah, missed
it. That was
it.
Your chance. You're not going
to
get a chance
again.
Spoke
for ages about when Jackson got to 5, we'd use the Jackson 5 and passed me by. Forgot.
It didn't happen. So
have to do it all in one game now. Mm. That's the only way that can...
or score the fifth goal in a game.
That could happen.
No, it still is. It's still in play then.
So Town 1-0 up. Jackson misses a penalty. But was it otherwise a fairly comfortable?
I think so.
There was one moment, wasn't there, which looks even more... a big chance when you watch it back, a header back across goal that Ched Evans has chucked his foot at but couldn't turn it in. Holy was nowhere for that. He'd kind of taken out of it by the head back across goal. Other than that, James Wilson obviously got sent off in stoppage time, and that was the only time where I genuinely thought there might be a 3-minute storm for them to weather here, but they no.
Wilson red card, fair enough.
Yeah, no complaints. Yeah. I think they were both fairly innocuous but clumsy fouls.
I think the timing of the second yellow, kind of when that came in the game, did for Wilson as well. I think the referee he handed out a few cards, didn't he? That was the 10th. That might have been the 9th, actually. There was probably another one to come later on. But
yeah.
Was he card happy?
Yeah, but not penalty happy. Which, they were two... We'll come to the penalties. Ipswich, the Nolan one in particular was just unbelievable how that's not given.
Just describe it for people who haven't seen
Nolan gets the ball. Nolan, who had a very good game, second half especially, really pulling the strings, playing in that number 10 role, plays the ball out to the right, carries on his run. Norwood sweeps the ball back across goal and it kind of goes all the way across the box, and it's one where you could see it unfolding in front of you and you think Nolan's running onto this. you know, he's got a clear run straight onto it, and the defender comes in from the wrong side. He has no right to go to ground in the box, gets absolutely none of the ball, sweeps Nolan's legs out from underneath him. Ref gives nothing. Whether he thinks the ball's gone past the pair of them already, I don't know, but that one was bizarre.
Staggering. Second one, Jackson, it was a foul, but our we mentioned him already, Mr. Page, our photographer, has photographic evidence that would stand up in court.
Ooh.
That proves it was outside the box.
Okay, so that shouldn't have been given.
So, it was a foul, though.
Yeah.
He gave nothing.
Oh, interesting. And then the actual penalty that Town got given.
Yeah, there's no complaints about that. Nobody...
Another really good Nolan ball.
Yeah.
And Jackson gets past the defender and he just runs all across his heels. That was nailed on. He had to give that one.
Thoughts on the penalty itself? Obviously, he missed it.
Poor.
Very poor, yeah.
What is it with Town strikers and penalties?
The Norwood one was wasn't a great penalty, but this, I'm not a stutter man. I just think you're getting yourself in all kinds of trouble if you're stuttering on your run up and trying to be too clever. You're a striker, just
exactly.
Shoot.
You're kind of double crossing yourself, aren't you? With the start, you give yourself more time to think.
Yeah, and, just shoot.
Absolutely.
Pick your spot, trust your technique.
So Jackson obviously missed the penalty, did get on the score sheet. Someone who hasn't been on the score sheet for a while is Lord Norwood. Obviously missed a chance in this game, one-on-one chance. What are we thinking about Norwood? Is this officially a goal drought? Is he struggling or is he still...
Well, there's the caveat that he's now off for surgery. He's having surgery during this international
break. He's been playing through
a
groin.
On his groin.
Sore one.
Yeah, very sore one. How much that's hampered him? A bit, I think. Not enough to keep him off the field. I think the chance he missed this weekend was perhaps maybe the worst one of the one-on-one collection.
This was a miss rather than a save, wasn't it?
Missed the target. It looked worse on the replay, actually, than from our view of it first time.
The guy that signed us in at Fleetwood, who worked in the press room, was a Tranmere fan. I was having a good chat with him before the game, and I said, you know, he's done really good. You know, the fans have really taken to him. Been a few little one-on-one chances missed, and he sort of smiled and nodded as if to say, yeah, you know, that is a thing. And I think he was known for it at Tranmere, but he gets the goals he gets because he keeps getting in the positions, and that's what good strikers do. And that would worry me more. It's a bit of a cliche, but it worried you more when the chances don't come. And I think historically he has scored in batches, so hopefully it will just take one to spark him off again.
So he's off for surgery on the old groin now. Is that going to keep him out for any period of time? Is he going to be back?
I think not. They think it shouldn't keep him out of the Accrington game, which is the first one back after the break. So
good.
Well, yeah, I guess that's good news. I just hope they don't rush him for that. He offers something different to the rest of the Ipswich strikers. Will Keane or not? Like, I think Will Keane isn't in the same physical bracket as Norwood. They're very different players. Keane was asked to be a bit more of that physical target man last year for Ipswich because they didn't have anybody. Ideally, you want Will Keane on the ball, showing his touch, bringing others into play. So James Norwood's really important to Ipswich. Just hope they don't rush him. Rush him back. Get it right.
Any other notes from Fleetwood before we move on? Anything else to
just
mention?
Just on Norwood, it was him who won the free kick that led to the goal, and he adds nuisance value up front. He's not a pure target man, is he? You know, sometimes we're talking about him as if he's a 6'6" target man. He's not that, but he's a bit like in the Joey Garner mould that we talked about. He just fights and scraps, and I thought it was a bit of a soft free kick. He kind of won it by sort of running into the arm of the defender.
The dark arts, though, isn't it?
But he's good at that, you know, and he's they call it shithousery in football, don't they? And he went off. When he limped off injured, he took his time coming off the pitch, and that really wound up the Fleetwood fans. And then he finally, when he sat himself down in the bench, he turned around and gave a little wink to the people behind him.
That word become a thing?
Like, what?
Shithousery. What is... Well, that seems to have exploded.
What does it mean? If you could define shithousery, what does it mean?
Joe Garner.
Dark arts,
wind-up merchant,
But when, being a shithouse. When did that become a thing?
I don't know, and also, where I come from, being a shithouse is not a good thing. Someone calls you a shithouse, you should probably be offended. Yeah, West Suffolk, yeah. Lots of shithouses in West Suffolk. Shall we, before we move on, let's dot the I's and cross the T's on the game. For those of you who haven't seen the excellent verdict, or indeed haven't read our online stuff, and I can't believe there's anyone out there, who was man of the match?
I gave mine to Luke Chambers. I thought he was fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Should we go elsewhere then?
I don't know.
I did give it to Chambers, yeah. After much deliberation. Nolan, I think, deserves a mention there as well, but he came to the fore in the second half, and I think he played that number 10 role a lot better than Alan Judge had previously. Mm. Certainly away from home at a tricky game like that, I think he just gives you a bit more discipline to that position.
Yeah,
but the defence, you know, it had to go to someone from the defence, because to go to an informed team like Fleetwood, who'd scored 20 goals in 10 games, who create a lot of chances, to limit them to zero shots on target, fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, of course, before we move on, I almost forgot, we can't move on without mentioning Mr. Joey Barton's comments about Ipswich Town. In the run-up to the game, we'd pinpointed this, Hutchie, you had pinpointed this in the preview, as one of the occasions we may see full Honey Badger mode. And it all seemed quite civil in the run-up. And then I woke up Saturday morning and I saw you boys tweeting comments that Mr. Barton had made, usually very laid-back Mr. Barton, who'd said basically that they were, what did he refer to Fleetwood as, upwardly mobile?
Yep.
And Town, no disrespect to Town players, which immediately means massive disrespect. It's like saying, I'm not being funny, but that's the worst Ipswich Town team they've had for a long time. Which immediately I thought, this is going to be tasty. But it wasn't, was it? In the end, there was no kind of flare-ups on the touchline?
No, they both kept their distance, really, didn't they? There were plenty of moments where they could have flown into things, but they both had assistant managers who were standing sort of to the left and right of them, respectively.
Yeah.
Joey Barton spent a lot of his time sat in his bench under his cap.
What do you make of that? Like, I mean, for me, that's a little naive of Barton to come up with something like that, because surely that is the team talk down there for Lambert. Like, just pin that on the wall. This is what he thinks of you. Now go out and show him the exact opposite.
They certainly knew about it, didn't they? If you judge James Norwood's tweet after the game.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I mean, what do you expect? You're fueling the other team now, aren't you?
Yeah. He tried to engage in a bit of mind games. I don't know if that much thought went into it, whether it's just him just speaking honestly and openly at the time. I don't know. But we obviously weren't at the press conference when it was said and don't know the full context of it, but he's not incorrect with what he says, is he? It's fact. This Fleetwood side is the best in the club's history. You know, for a club that has come from non-league to now being a League One promotion contenders, and this is the worst Ipswich Town team in terms of their position in English football. 62 years since they played at this level. That's fact.
Yeah.
But
Ipswich were the upwardly mobile side those 62 years ago, weren't they? They're on their way up, like Fleetwood. Not quite from the non-league game as quickly as Fleetwood, but yeah, it's fact.
Mm.
Interesting. Roscoe's been very quiet because he's just been cramming in the strike questions, like a lad who's left his homework to the last minute, and I bet you did that all the time, didn't you?
Yeah,
or indeed didn't.
Just didn't do your
homework. Roscoe, your thoughts? You were on the touchline, you were with the fans. Wearing a nice high-vis vest, I saw.
Yes.
Someone shared a picture. What was it like? How were the fans at Fleetwood? What was the atmosphere like?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah?
I like the ground, actually. I'm liking these smaller grounds.
Intimate.
Yeah, very much. Not in terms of facilities, not great, but, you know, I didn't have a tea, which is a...
outrage.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know where you can get tea, so...
Joke.
But the high-vis is actually branded Fleetwood Town, so I was going to steal it, but I felt a bit
I felt a bit bad because they had to pay out for a new
bib,
and mine was 12, me and Hutchie's favourite number, so
it had that a number on it, or was that the size?
No, that was a number.
You're ridiculous.
Because
you really did want to steal that, didn't you?
I did. I was close. I was, because there's like a gym's bar where home and away fans can go, and that's where my my friend Liam, who took me, he was sitting there waiting for me, and I still had it on, and I thought, I need to give this back, but then I was like, This is really nice.
It's got the angel and the devil on your shoulders.
Yeah, it's like, because it's, of course, Scott Fleetwood. It's a little bit of memorabilia, you know. I probably would never go to Fleetwood again.
Well,
stolen memorabilia.
Yeah, stolen, but...
That's better, though,
isn't
it?
Yeah. Somebody, as an Amateur Town fan, when we went to Meppen, I had one of those bibs on. It was like Bundesliga 3. And, Town fan has got that, because they took it from me. And I think they've
that's now in England somewhere.
Is Liam the same Liam that used to write reports for us?
Yes, yeah.
Good
yeah.
stuff, Liam.
Yeah, Tom Ladd.
Talented young writer. Yeah, yeah. And also now your taxi service.
Yeah, basically.
So what's what, you got back late last night, didn't you?
Yeah, we stayed over on Saturday as well, because mm-hmm. we thought, why not? And yeah. We were going to come back early on Sunday, but then we both woke up and went, nah.
And so, you had work to do as well.
Yeah, work to do as well. That was the big important thing as well. But we had breakfast again. We had yeah. lunch. We had nice cheese and tomato toasty from his man, Joan. And then we left about 3 and we got home about 8 o'clock. Cheeky Toby Carvery before I came home.
Lovely.
Because Sasha decided to have a roast dinner around her friends anyway. So I thought, oh.
Your Oda roast.
Yeah, there you go.
Excellent. Yeah. So what better way to top a weekend in Fleetwood than with a Toby Carvery?
Yeah.
And a late night and then an early morning. Yes. Well done on being on time this morning, by the way.
Yeah.
Superb. When I walked in, the studio was in bits and there was no Ross. I thought, here we go. This is going to be fun. But no.
I was here.
You were here. I was late.
Calling out this haven.
Yeah, and also come with the guy who had the keys to open the door, because I saw Hutchins do outside. So
yeah, Hutchins, you like to hang around outside, you don't like to come in.
No, because it wasn't open. That's why.
Yeah, the door was locked.
Yeah,
boys, let's move on from Fleetwood. Let's draw a line under that. Another 1-0 win that makes Town, as Coventry lost over the weekend,
4-0 they lost.
Yeah. Whew. If you're going to lose properly, that makes now Town one of two sides, Hutchie, two. In the English Football League, who remain unbeaten, Ipswich Town and the current champions of Europe, all conquering Liverpool. So my question to you, and we've had this in mailbag, and I think it was Thomas Seggins who asked this, are Town going to lose this season? And if so, being as you said it was going to be Fleetwood, Stewie, when?
I don't think they're going to go this season unbeaten.
Boo!
Neither do I.
Now, I think, Hutcher, you said Rochdale away was going to be their first loss, and then obviously that game got moved, yeah, and you doubled down on it. You said still,
yep,
Rochdale away.
I may as well, I'm happy to stick
when
with
that. When is that game now?
I'm just getting the fixtures.
November the 5th.
Okay. So
I'll still stick with that. Yeah. Why not?
But how good is that, though? I mean,
it's very good.
Going into this season, if you'd have told us in our season preview that Ipswich Town, at the start of October, would be unbeaten in the league, they'd be top, they'd be 7 points clear of third place, they've got a game in hand over the team in second, and they've got the best goal difference in the league, we'd have been like, really? Wouldn't we? No one would have expected
that. It's brilliant. The fear going into the season is that things would just stutter, not get going. The feel-good factor that had sort of held on over the summer and increased, if anything, would disappear, but they've done brilliantly. It doesn't matter that they've not clicked really and hit top gear. It doesn't matter that they're not blowing teams away. They couldn't have asked for a better start, really.
They're just better players, aren't they? The golfing class between Championship and League One is probably more than we were expecting, is that fair to say, in terms of players?
Yeah, I think so. They've not... Fleetwood, like we talked about Fleetwood going into it as being the big... That's sort of the first big test. Mm. That's the first team that they've beaten that were above 12th going into the weekend, which is a big marker to get past. But yeah, no, it's been great. It's the fact they've only conceded 5 goals that's brilliant.
Defence wins championships, actually.
Yeah, sure does.
Defence, that is, Dewey. Defence. Not defence.
Say it properly.
So you're mulling over in a true doctor style. You're looking at the fixtures, Dewey. Give me a little price on where you think they're going to lose.
What have we got? Accrington, Rotherham, Southend, Rochdale. Rochdale is starting to jump off the page now. Rochdale away midweek.
Yeah.
They create quite a few chances, from what I gather. It might just be Bristol Rovers on the...
No, don't say that.
Podcast,
that would be great.
If they go unbeaten until that game and then lose, that's going to kill the move of the podcast, isn't it? The podcast live, 14th of December. If you haven't got your tickets, it's too late.
Sold out means sold out.
Absolutely.
Coventry away the week before that.
Ooh, that's a big game. That's looking like a big game. When's the Wickham game rearranged for us?
November the 26th.
November's going to be mad busy, isn't it?
Mm. Sure is.
You can't have any time off in November, boys, I'm afraid. Because it's pretty much like Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, isn't it?
We'll take the Ledley King approach. Just games.
Just do games? Okay, fair enough. Ross can do the previews. That'll be fun.
You get the cryotherapy unit in.
You can. That's what Ipswich rent theirs. It comes in on a trailer. You could get it in for us if you want.
You just lob people in there?
Just lob them in, Just chuck them
in. It's literally a trailer, like a little caravan that gets pulled behind, and then you just...
Really cold caravan.
Fill it up with icy steam.
Dry ice, yeah.
You see, like, you got, when we go up the to the training ground to do like the preview-y stuff, the press conferences, that you often, they, if they've done a Saturday Tuesday game, they've got the unit up there, and you sometimes see the players emerging, don't you? I think I saw Luke Chambers come out of there once, just in a pair of pants, oven gloves, and some big boots, and and a mask.
You have to wear protective materials, don't you?
You do
have to wear things to protect your extremities.
Unless you're Antonio Brown, currently unattached and legally challenged wide receiver in the NFL, who did not wear the correct footwear and got frostbite on his feet. Which
his feet were basically huge blisters afterwards, weren't they?
Awful.
Yeah. I've always fancied a little go in the cryotherapy unit.
We should do
I'm getting on a bit, so I could do with a little bit of preservation.
Weekly.
Absolutely, yeah. That could make a nice feature, actually. I wonder if they'd let us go in.
We'll ask.
Hmm, been good, that. Nice bit of video as well. Hmm. Stick Ross in there, getting coming out with a bit of ice on his beard. Be lovely.
Die.
Ross dies.
I'd die, probably. Frozen in time.
It's the way you'd want to go.
Yeah.
So, we all think, well, you think the Town are going to lose. I think Town are going to go all season unbeaten, to be honest, yeah.
Mm.
Absolutely, Invincibles Mark II. You heard it here first.
How often does that happen? Like, people go Arsenal.
Pretty much never.
Wasn't that, was, that was the first, and certainly in the top flight, that was the first time since, like, Preston in
the 30s or something?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen often, but obviously I'm full of hyperbole and not much else. So
we'll hold you to that now.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Why not? I, to be honest, I was the only one here who said the Town were going up automatically in the season preview, so looking pretty good to be me right now.
Just to kind of dampen things a little bit, I had a look at the table from this time last year, and Portsmouth were top, having 1-8, drawn 3, exactly the same as Ipswich.
I won't hear any of that.
So we're all off to the playoff final.
Final?
No, semi-final. No,
semis they lost in, didn't they?
Yeah, they lost to Sunderland in the semis.
And the Leasing.com Trophy final.
Oh, I mean, they won it.
They won that.
Yeah. There you go. I'll take that. No, I wouldn't take that. Roscoe, I've got a big question for the boys.
Oh.
Can you hit that? No. Good, that's one of your main jobs.
Oh, boom.
Mark's big question.
This one?
Question.
Such a smooth transition.
And that is why Roscoe is the best producer on planet Earth. Once again, he proves why he deserves that title.
Yes.
Stuart Watson.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
I love you. Question between number 1 and 40, please.
1 and 40, number
2. Ooh, interesting. This is a good one. Boys, 3 things that you love. Now, don't... Obviously, I know you love your
wife.
And I know you have
my wife.
I know you love your child. I'm sure they're all very advanced. Oh, and I love my dog, obviously, and I love my wife. And Ross loves
Jaffa cakes. Yeah.
Ross loves Jaffa cakes over Sasha.
Oh, yeah.
But 3 things that you love. If you could, other than those obvious things, what do you love? What really gets you going? Turns your engine on and gets it revving? Andy, tell me. Shall I start?
Why three things?
Because why not? I've got to put a number on it somewhere.
Okay, okay.
Tell us 17 things that you love. You know, 3 things. Right, 3 things I love.
Fighting
number 1. Martial arts definitely number 1. That's been a big driver in my whole life. That carries over to everything that I do, pretty much. I also love really good food. Going out for good meals. That really gets me going. Tasting my new flight of wine. The whole theatre of it. I know it's not your thing, Hutchie, but it's very much mine. And also I love whiskey. Single malt whiskey is one of the greatest passions in my life. I'm a man of extremes.
Okay.
So there's 3. I've got fighting, I've got whiskey, and I've got really good food. They're 3 things that I would say above everything else, other than my family and my beautiful bulldog Benson. They're things
I
love.
Your beautiful
above.
Bulldog Benson, who needs a bit of help in the internal pet.
absolutely ridiculous.
The Archant pet factor.
Pet factor, yeah.
Which is rigged.
It really is, because at the moment a guinea pig's going to win, and that's
a
bullshit.
A guinea pig who's used props.
Yeah.
As well, a little bit of lettuce or something.
Exactly. Anyone who's ever seen Benson knows that Benson should win any competition he's ever entered in. Anyway. So they're my 3 things, Hutchie. Has that given you time to think of your 3 things? Go.
I've got 1. I love travel.
Yes.
I like seeing the world. I like going to new places.
Where I should have put that on mine.
He's been all over. Travelled, boy.
Hull.
Oh, look. how did I get there then? Oh, look. Here comes Hull down the motorway.
Fleetwood.
In a car.
No, I like went to the Fylde Coast at the weekend.
Yeah, can I change mine to 4 because I too love travel?
No, you can't. It's 3. Well, no, you've made your
so
bed.
So, where's your favourite place you've been?
Iceland.
Yes, of
it's
course.
It's my favourite place that I've been.
Very expensive.
Yes, I think people ramp that up a little
Reykjavik
bit.
Reykjavik, you were, weren't you?
Yep, well, and a few other places as well. I think people ramp that up a bit, the expensive nature of the place. It's not, okay. It's not that bad.
So travel's one.
Travel's one.
What else?
I like sleep.
That's one of the... Of the three other things in your life that you love, you put sleep on
a good
there.
Night's sleep.
Interesting.
If you had a child, you would also value that higher.
Yeah, I had forgotten what those were, but yes, that would be good.
You're putting sleep on your list of three things that you love.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Because it makes the rest of your life better.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's an elixir.
I am on the subject of sleep. I wear a kind of fitness app watch thing.
Of course you do.
And I live my life by the quality of sleep that I get. My resting heart rate during the sleep, and also the sleep score that you get at the end of the night.
Do you need a sleep score?
I do, Stewie, because I'm that sort of person. I'm very goal-orientated.
Okay.
And therefore I try and better.
Better
every
your
night.
Sleep.
Absolutely.
Do you know another thing that I love?
Yeah.
The dark.
Wow.
The dark.
Let's just leave that out there for a second. The dark. You also love the smell of petrol.
Let's add those two together. That's not a top three. Though.
There we go. We are now in the dark.
This is me. I love being the dark. I love being in the dark.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean by
that? I know another thing that you like. The winter.
Maybe I should just go winter rather than...
It all ties together, doesn't it? You love Scandi Noir.
Yeah.
So you like being in Scandinavia.
Yeah.
You like being in the dark. There's a lot of dark in Scandinavia.
Yeah.
And what's the other thing you like? Travel. No.
Yeah. I like travel.
I like socialising with friends. That's what you put on like your... when you do your first CV when you're like 16,
yeah.
I like travel
and you always
socialising with friends.
You always put reading on there. To reading, make you, yeah. Even if you don't read ever, yeah. You put that on there just to. I'm an intelligent guy. I like reading.
Have we got three out of you, Hutchie? We've got travel. We've got the dark. What was? Are you adding sleep on there?
No, I'll go. I will go for roast potatoes.
And why not?
Because I love them. I absolutely
love
them.
That over any other food stuff, you love roast potatoes.
No, but
for
I love
the purpose
them.
Of this,
yeah,
they've got to be crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside,
yeah,
haven't they?
I had
you
some
fan
yesterday.
Of using duck fat, goose fat?
No,
no,
no.
Interesting.
I'll just go vegetable oil.
Okay,
very simple. Mm. Boil them up, fluff them up, put them in hot oil.
Yeah,
job done.
There's a hip hop lyric in there somewhere. Stewie, we've got sleep and socialising with friends.
Socialising with friends.
I like doing the ironing.
No, come on, man.
In your pants.
Yeah. You're a big fan of ironing, actually.
Yeah.
You tell me in great glee about your power steam iron.
I do like doing the ironing.
So, and never let me say that Stewie's a boring man.
I also like random acts of kindness.
What, performing them or just, what do you mean?
Giving and receiving.
What was the last random act of kindness that you gave?
That I gave?
I'll tell you what, you were very you bought me a white Twix at the service station the other night.
Does that count as a random act of kindness?
Well, we did stand there discussing what we were going to buy for a little while, but Stu then took control. Off to the counter he went.
Yeah,
paid his £1.80.
Twix, please.
White Twix. We haven't really discussed this, Stu. No need.
I didn't
add anything to my life in particular.
White chocolate's the bomb, though, isn't it?
Not on a Twix. Mm. Didn't work.
No. I still have the caramel inside it.
Yeah. It's too sweet. Yeah, it wasn't.
Too sweet.
There wasn't enough chocolate. There's not enough chocolate on a Twix for you to taste it.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Okay. So, Stu, you've got...
I've got nothing else to give, mate.
That's it. So, Stu's three things that he loves other than his family are sleeping, socialising with friends and random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
What a lovely man.
Mm.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. Roscoe? Three things you love other than Sasha. Jaffa Cakes.
Love music.
Yes, of course you love music.
Love music.
Yeah.
As in like...
Marvin Gaye.
Love music.
Yeah, why not? I love trains, but only when they're on time and
do you mean
not...
you loved travelling on trains?
Yeah.
You're not a train spotter?
No. I wouldn't get a camera around, yeah. But I just like sitting on trains and looking out the window.
Yeah.
And just... And doing an Instagram story so Hutchie can watch.
They've dried up a bit, haven't they?
They have. Yeah, I did a car one, the Fleetwood though.
Good.
Not the same.
No, not the same.
We need to bring those stories back, actually.
Yeah.
Production meeting. So you've got music, trains, being on trains.
And, yeah, food, but
Nando's you like
Nando's,
a lot.
Yeah.
You eat a lot of Nando's,
but also I like food. But of course, when it's free, it's
free
a bonus,
food.
Yeah,
always best.
Love food.
Ross, the question I've been meaning to ask you for a while,
oh,
as a youthful member of this team,
mm-hmm.
What is it with the Ute Dem now wearing bum bags around their chest?
Oh,
what's that all about?
Did not know that was a thing. That's
it is very much a thing. Why?
I think that's not my age gap, but I don't think...
What's younger people,
yeah,
is it?
Younger people,
you're
I
young.
Feel. Yeah, I'm 23, but I'm what?
You should be clued into 17, this.
17, 18,
oh. I don't get
none
the point of
my,
having
none
a bum
of my
bag.
Friends have a bum bag.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a fascist statement now, I don't know, maybe.
I don't like it.
I've got breaking news.
Ooh.
Ipswich Town v Coventry City has been moved.
Oh.
Back to the Saturday.
Oh.
From the Sunday to the Saturday.
Oh, that's
why was it on the Sunday to begin with?
Don't know.
Is it because Birmingham were playing at home?
No.
Oh. Okay. So when's that game now?
Saturday, December the 7th. Anyway.
Good.
It's barely breaking news.
It's breaking news.
There you go.
I think this completes Mark's big question for this week. I appreciate you all answering in the spirit in which it was meant, Stewie Watson. Thank you very much for that. Let us do now the strike.
I just need to reach over here.
Hello and welcome to another edition of
The Strike!
Strike! Brought to you by the greatest quiz show host on planet Earth.
Incredible.
Producer
Ross!
Here we go again.
I've got a slight worry about these questions.
Yeah,
I've actually just done them.
I did it during the
on
intro
the hoof.
And
yeah.
Talk about Fleetwood. But I have got Who Am I Again? We haven't got no pen or papers. So
we ain't got no pen and paper, mate.
So you just got to keep in your head when it is multiple choice. But Who Am I, you can shout out.
I'm going to write them down on my phone for evidence.
Okay. So Who Am I? Now, this is not part of the clue, but he celebrated his birthday last week. He's 33 years old now. But yeah, he joined Ipswich in 2009 from Watford and scored 9 goals in 60 games.
I know the answer.
When did he join, sorry?
2009.
What's the format of this? Do I
shout out?
Shout
out, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Thomas Priskin.
It is, yeah. There you go.
1-0.
1-0.
1-0, Hutchie.
Okay, town flashback.
Is this multiple choice?
Yes, multiple choice, so no shouting out. So, once upon a time, town played Port Vale twice with the same scoreline in 1988 and 1990. But what was the score?
What do you mean?
Wait, say that again.
Twice.
Okay, so yeah, Town beat Port Vale twice with the same scoreline. So this happened this week in 1988
and 1990. Okay.
With the same scoreline, but what's the score? I didn't say the score.
You didn't, well done.
Good.
Absolute nonsense. Once upon a time, Ipswich played Port Vale twice.
Sounds like the worst fairy tale you've ever heard.
Is it possible to use that Alan Partridge emoji of him just shrugging his shoulders in a podcast?
Yeah.
That's how
Let's
I feel
that
about
in there.
This.
So yeah. what are the score options?
You want to score?
So just say, in what season was it?
88 and 90.
So, in 88-90.
Yeah.
That's not even a season.
No,
two seasons.
So this happened this week. So 1988.
Well,
I'm pretty sure you could say Ipswich have had the same scoreline against every club twice at some point.
But it happened this week against Port Vale. Twice. In 1988 and 1990.
On the same week?
Yes, but of course in that different year.
This is niche, right?
Fascinating stuff.
I love this.
Anyway,
what
the options.
The score, right.
Yeah, so you got 3-0, 4-2, or 2-1.
What's the next question?
Is this the one that you just did while we were sat here?
Yeah, he's done it all.
Right.
Now you've got to tell me your answers.
Oh, okay. I've gone for 3-0.
Okay.
Yeah, so have I.
Oh, so 4-2.
3-0.
Yes!
Come on, Stu.
What's the score? What's the score, Quizmaster?
Hutchie's winning 2-1.
Good.
What week was it? Just out of interest.
This week.
Right.
That's why this is called Town Flashback.
That's why it's definitely relevant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think this should be a TV show.
Yeah.
I think so too. So, Town beat Norwich 3-1 in the League Cup third round
what
replay.
Was the
No. With Mariner scoring a brace. But who scored the other goal?
When?
1980.
I
didn't include that, denying the question.
No.
Arnold Murren, Eric Gates, or Franz Tyson?
Can you say the first one again, please?
Arnold Murren.
Murren.
Thank you.
And who was the other guy who scored?
Eric Gates or Fran Tyson?
No, but who got the other goals?
Mariner. Mariner scored the brace, yeah.
Okay. I thought you were trying to get him to say the answer.
I was. I'm going to go Eric Gates.
Okay.
Eric Gates.
Gates.
No, it's Murren.
Still 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1. As big a shout out to Liam again, my driver. He's he was born in Crewe, Town beat Crewe 3-2 in the League Cup in 2002. But who scored a brace in that game? Martin Reusser, Alan Armstrong, or Marcus Bent?
Can we just pause and appreciate that link?
There you go. My mate Liam's from Crewe. Therefore,
you beat them.
What were the options again?
Martin Reusser, Alan Armstrong, or Marcus Bent?
I'm saying Marcus Bent.
Okay.
Alan.
Okay. Oh. So Ben,
it was Reuter.
Still 2-1.
Oh dear. Anyway, last time.
Is this the final one?
I got an add one. So if you get it right,
last week we just did another one anyway, just because you wanted Stu to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
joke.
Stu's joke, out now. Joke really.
Yeah.
But yeah, last time. So Ipswich beat Gillingham 1-0 in the League Cup.
This is all about the League Cup as well.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's loads of League Cup games this week.
Would you believe it?
Yeah. But who scored Town's goal? James Schofield.
Alex
Matty. Oh God. 1996. I didn't add the
96.
The,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Alex Matty, James Schofield.
Matty.
Or yeah, Matty. Alex Matty.
Matthew, isn't it?
Matthew.
Just dropping the H.
Yeah.
Yeah. James Schofield or Richard Naylor.
1-0.
In the League Cup.
League Cup.
Yeah, I thought as we were playing Gillingham in the Cup.
I'm saying...
I see what you've done there.
I'm saying Naylor.
Okay. I've also said Naylor.
Naylor.
Yep.
He's right.
That's it. Hutchie
wins.
I think it was
a header. I think it was very wet.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway.
Just wrap up the score then.
So Hutchie's 1-3-2-1.
And where are we in the series? Because I think we established that they only count when we're all here.
You won the first one,
so it's me and you on a point.
So it's 1-1. Yeah.
Do you want one more question?
Do we want one more question, boys? I'll leave it up to you.
I don't, personally.
Okay.
I'm not sure we need one more question.
I could live without it, I'll be honest. Yeah.
We could do it off air.
Yeah.
So have you
got the outro yet for the strike?
No, we don't.
We can do it live if you want.
Yeah, do it live.
Oh, turn it up. Bring it up.
Thanks for watching another exciting episode of The Strike! Brought to you by the lamest producer on planet Earth, Ross Hall.
I love the way you say Ross, by the way.
It's a bit like that guy from UFC, isn't it? Buffer.
Yeah, Bruce Buffer. Yeah.
Brucey.
Legend.
Ross.
Thanks for that, Ross.
That's all right. Thanks, mate.
That was good. I enjoyed that. I think we also have to put on now, on the list of the pantheon of great links of all time, my mate Liam was born in Crewe.
Yeah. Excellent train links in Crewe. You can get anywhere you want by a train from Crewe, pretty much.
Right then, boys. It's time to hit the mailbag. Have we got the jingle, or are we doing it live? What's going on?
I haven't made one of these yet.
So it's got to be live.
It's got to be live.
Is it on you, or is it going to be Stu?
Do you want to do it, or should I do it? Should we do it together?
Yeah, right.
Mailbag, mailbag.
Time for Mark Gandhi Stew.
Dipping in the mailbag.
Do, do.
Yeah.
A duo, a twosome. So many lyrics, they're frightened to use
spitting
them.
Bars.
Nigel G, RTFC Honey Badger, the man holding a big bass. With Town being compared to Barcelona by some people. That was interesting, wasn't it, last week?
By Paul Lambert.
Yeah. And then immediately Bristol said that we were getting too carried away, and then immediately Bristol at the fact that we weren't getting too carried away when you put the question to him that they hadn't actually played for 90 minutes. Anyway, who are the Town versions of Messi and Suarez?
Nobody.
Correct answer.
let's not.
And you definitely shouldn't be worried that Barcelona will be after the hashtag Honey Badger to replace the under 5 Valverde. No, Nigel, that's not happening.
It's unlikely, isn't
Martin,
it?
Martin, another great away win. The team showed they can do the ugly stuff. Is this the best team unity we've seen since the Premiership promotion season? A team full of lads who will go to war for each other week in, week out.
I think you go.
Well, for everything levelled at Mick McCarthy, team spirit was not something that Ipswich were ever wanting. Certainly not in the playoff season. I thought that was a big strength.
Yeah, I think just because they're holding hands and doing a wave at the end, is they haven't quite surpassed Mick's team of 14-15 by the battle hardened team that made
proper
it all
blokes
the way, made it all the way to the end of that season as one. I think.
Okay,
it's good. Though.
I think pretty much in my time covering Ipswich, unity and team spirit and good characters is never been that much of an issue. You're going right back to the sort of the end of the Paul Jewell era with Chopras and Paul Taylors and Jets and disruptive characters for different reasons behind the scenes. I think
that was one of the best things that Mick did, wasn't it, when he came in, was get rid of all those
characters. The cleanse.
Exactly.
The cleanse of 2012.
Absolutely. Jack and Ross, Ross Wishart, both ask about Garbutt. Jack says, what chance do we have of signing Garbutt permanently? Is he catching the eye of teams who can pay the wages close to that 5-year contract he's got? Everton, and Ross says, should we offer Everton a sum for Garbutt as soon as the January window opens? I imagine he'll be available on a free come the summer. But I fear that if we don't ask, we run the risk of being gazumped.
Interesting one. He's certainly... I really like him. He's made a real difference, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But do you go for that in January? Lambert has already spoken in the summer about... They know his contract's up and there is an eye on the future with that one. He seems very happy in Ipswich. I think he needs to be part of a team. He can't keep going for one season here, one season there, new start all the time. If he's part of a team that's upwardly mobile, to use the Joey Barton expression, he'd want to be part of that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think they'll sign him. I'm pretty confident with that, I think.
But in January, though? Or
if you're Luke Garbutt, could you keep your powder dry and think, if I have a really good season, I might, you know, if Ipswich falter at the final hurdle, then I'll keep my options open and could get myself a championship club. But he's someone that kind of knows that his career's been on the slide for a little while now. He's enjoying it here. He's liked. He's going well. You know, if Ipswich were to offer him a decent length contract, I think he'd take it. Whether that happens in January or the summer, I don't know.
I feel like it's more likely to be a summer thing. But I imagine he'll be here.
I hadn't considered the option of giving a token fee to Everton, basically to beat the rush, as it were.
Mm.
But
Everton don't sort of offload these people on the cheap, though, do they? If they're going to get a fee, they're kind of set up, the way they're set up is to make money out of these. Because they've got so many good academy players, haven't they? They try and get money for them. But I think it will happen in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. Friend of the show. Harry Butcher. It's not really a question. He just says,
First time you've ever done one of them.
No, I've done it before.
Have you?
I noted last week there were no friend of the show jingles, so I thought I'd take it on myself to do it. I love all of you, and I'm loving life supporting Ipswich at the moment. Fair play. He also adds, I think it's quite telling that Spence has no club yet. We were talking about old Jordan the other day, weren't we, in the office?
I bet Jordan Spence is having a lovely old time in LA at the moment.
He's all right, isn't he?
He's doing all right for himself, I reckon, yeah.
There's a lot of them that haven't got clubs yet that left in the summer. Him, Adeyemi, Grant Ward still unattached.
Yeah. Is he still training?
I saw he was there saw him 10 days ago up there. I imagine he still is.
Matt Thomas.
Friend of the show.
Tell you what, actually, when you put your mind to it, you've got some pipes on you, lad.
Thanks very much.
Superb. He wants to know, is it worth going along to the Gillingham game, even though it will be like a pre-season friendly, just to see the hashtag Honey Badger kick some hashtag tub of lard ass?
Before we take the second part of the question, I love these games.
I really like them.
Yeah. I look forward to them. I just like seeing different players in different
you
situations.
You loved the Spurs on the 21 game, didn't you?
I loved it all. Yeah. Maybe I'm the target market for this competition. I don't know.
That should have been on your list of three things.
So your answer is definitely yes. It's worth going
before you even get to the touchline battle
shenanigans.
If Ed Sheeran fancies it, I'm in.
Exactly. Samuel Farns. If Town keep up their current form for the remainder of the season, they'll finish on 108 points, 14 ahead of previous winners Luton Town, who also played two more games than Town will. Do you think that's possible? Kind of an extension of what we talked about earlier about not losing. So we've kind of done that.
Anything is possible.
Exactly.
But I don't think it will happen.
Everything is impossible until it is done. Jack's Larder.
Friend of the show.
Are you keeping these friend of the show jingles to yourself now, Hutchie?
You point at me.
Oh, we kind of did a... It's because we're all sitting so close. He wants to know what band, as I alluded to at the start of the show, what band would you like to get back together?
Steps.
Don't be silly.
Steps.
It's more of a group, isn't it?
What's your favourite Steps? What's your favourite Steps song?
It's a group. 5, 6, 7, 8. That one.
I would like Oasis to get back together, please.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen, but I'd like it all the same. Anyone else? Good, let's move on.
What's wrong with Steps?
Nothing's wrong with Steps. Harvey Davis.
Friend of the show.
Harvey wants to know, what number is Harvey?
What is that?
Got a bit of a gargle. Harvey is number 4.
Could there be a possibility of Wolves recording Norris in January if he still doesn't get a look in? He's too good to be on the bench every week at this level, IMO. Which, if you don't know, means in my opinion.
Thank you for letting me know. Thanks for that. Not impossible, is it?
No. I've also got similar doubts about Georgiou. If he's not playing as well, Spurs might think, well,
his let's was get only him somewhere 6 months, where he can play. Wasn't it?
Is it 6 months? Yeah. So I suppose that was only ever temporary with Sears and Lancaster coming back on the horizon.
Are you a bit puzzled that, I guess, the kind of formation change and Garbutt getting fit again has kind of sidelined him a little, but I'm a bit surprised, I'm really surprised he hasn't started a game yet.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, and he probably
I think
won't.
The wing-backs is done for him a bit.
So, yeah, I can see that one ending. And Norris the same. Is he out of contract next summer as well? Potentially, I think.
I think he signed a new deal, I think.
Did he? Oh, yeah. I don't know. But anyway, he needs to play. He's a goalkeeper, needs to play.
Friend of the show, The Pin, just adds, and it's not a question, he just adds, he stopped using the hashtag turmoil. I haven't seen that from The Pin for some time. He adds, upwardly mobile teams in terms of momentum, 0. Worst Ipswich Town team for a long time, 1. Just wants to get that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Dan C, don't think I saw the phrase more gears to go through over the weekend. Does this mean the gearbox and clutch are now sorted?
Wasn't the kind of game where you change gear an awful lot. This was a kind of second and third gear job around town. It wasn't the kind of game where you need to go up through the gears. You just need to stay on your biting point, get that clutch working, and just grind your way to the other side of town.
I like it.
Thanks, mate. Excellent.
That's the verdict sorted for next week. Tortured analogy next up.
Do you keep a little book of these? Like,
you should. Dylan, where do Sears, Morris and Lancaster fit into this team, and will it be Bishop and Nolan competing for that midfield role?
Sears will play up front in this team. He'll be absolutely loving the fact that they're playing two up front regularly.
You know what's going to happen though, he's going to get fit and they'll change it again.
Yeah, I'd like him and Norwood, I'd like to see at some stage. I think they've got the makings of a good duo.
Same with Keane and Sears. I think Jackson and Sears, no thank you. But yeah, it could be good, couldn't it?
Yeah, I remember what a pre-season where I saw Sears and Pittman play quite a bit in pre-season, and they worked really well together because Pittman's intelligent movement and Sears' qualities really dovetailed really nicely. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Sears get a chance in a front two. I think he could be the proverbial new signing.
He's only gone and said it. He's going
to
be.
Yeah. I think
a few months ago we've been saying that
quite often. Sort of the heroes in these potential, you know, if Ipswich are to go on and do something this season, the heroes sometimes emerge late in the day.
Marcus Stewart.
Yeah. So, Freddie could be there.
Lancaster was another one on that list, wasn't he? Lancaster can play up front. He could play as a 10 as well. Who else was on there? Ben Morris.
Morris, yeah.
I think Ben Morris is, I think he's got the under-23s to play his football in for the rest of this season, I think.
Amber Redmond says, Stuart Watson, that's you,
fired
well-deserved shots at the amoeba Chris Sutton this week. Which other football media personalities can get in the sea? Andy Warren, I think you've got one for us.
You've got very close to me.
I have.
I don't know if it's going to be the one that you think.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Colin Murray.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking him at all.
He grinds me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. He just irritates me.
I like him.
I'm sure he's lovely.
He's a good broadcaster. But the one I was expecting you to say, the name of an animal.
Moosey.
Yeah.
No, I think the world would be a sadder place without the moose. There are things that he could adapt about the way that he works and operates.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the world would be a sad place without him.
Who are you throwing in the sea, Stewie?
Is this just exclusively football pundits?
Just throw anyone in the sea, whoever you want.
Anyone in the sea?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. These things sort of just occur organically.
I'm throwing Gary Lineker in the sea.
Gary Lineker, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tied down with rocks.
He's got a little bit smarmy.
Do you know what I hate? These new BT Sport ads, where they're obviously scripted. Have you seen the new one with Rio Ferdinand and the scooter? It's just shambolic. It's like a little... Have you seen it? Roscoe? No. Well, I don't need to. But they're just really irritating adverts, which grind my gears. Roscoe, who are you throwing in the sea?
I'm going to add Lineker into that too. Well, I watched Match of Day for the first time in ages, yeah. And I said to Liam, I don't actually like Gary Lineker. I don't think he's actually any good. And he went, he's an institution of football. And I was like, I just don't.
Don't worry.
Liam, yeah. Liam from Crew.
Yeah, Crew.
Nan Jones. Yeah, Gary Lineker is not going to be bothered about us not liking him because he likes himself enough for all of us.
Yeah.
Mm. Is it Lineker for you then, Stewie, you're chucking in?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. You mentioning Rio Ferdinand did remind me that I saw pop up on social media the... I don't think Man United have won away from home since Rio was... Ollie's at the wheel, man. Give him the job, man. Man United are back. That was after the PSG game.
They're not back, are they?
No. It's not going well for Ollie, is it? And it's also not going very well for Norwich. 5-1 at the weekend? Interesting.
There was a lad in the away end at Fleetwood in a Norwich shirt.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, he must have been on a stag do, surely.
I think he was, yeah.
Daniel Rockall.
You're meant to like Norwich because you are group sports editor.
Yeah. But in here...
Overseeing...
In here, I am host of the Mighty Kings of Anglia podcast.
Hmm.
Ipswich Town podcast.
So this is fake, is this what you're saying?
It's not fake, no. But I'm a man of many personalities.
Right. So you can just switch, you can just pop your Norwich hat on when required.
When you go up there.
You should see me when I'm in Norwich, my friends.
Are you canary?
When the mustard trousers come out?
Tough game at the weekend, boys. That's a tough one. Those are the sort of games you need to be winning, aren't they? The Villa one. Anyway, Daniel Rockall. Big debate is who should be our penalty taker. Both strikers have missed. So why don't we give duty to Garbutt or even Nolan?
I think Norwood will be back on those if he was on the pitch, if I'm honest. Surely Garbutt can take a good penalty, though.
Yeah.
He fancied it, didn't he, this one?
He did, yeah. Garbutt would probably be my choice.
Rob Hughes on the Norwood tip said, after arriving with a bang, will Norwood spend the second half of the season down the pecking order behind Jackson Keane and Sears?
No.
No. Good?
I don't think so.
Easy. George Asu will be the first team to beat Town. We've already talked about that, George. Cheers. Stefan Vasek.
Nailed it. Friend of the show.
If Norwood isn't fit for Accrington... Sorry, I trod all over that.
I wasn't finished.
Oh, sorry. If he's not fit for acting and it's too soon for Will Keane, how do you see us lining up, given Jackson is ideally not a lone striker? Well, we think Norwood will be fit for Accrington.
That's what Lambert said.
Okay.
It's a nerve problem, apparently. It's got a wee nerve problem that just needs a little nick, says Paul Lambert. I don't know if they are the correct terms, the medical terms, but...
My friend Dave... Listener, loyal listener. When he goes running, is a doctor. I might give him a ring later and ask him.
Let's go about the wee nerve.
Wee nerve, and if you can cure it in 2 weeks with a little nick, I'll ask him.
Yeah. I think, as in the Scottish definition of small, rather than his wee nerve.
It's just a wee stain.
It gives you the sort of sensation when you go for
it. It's just a wee stain.
In the with the mention of the doctor, is a good time to segue into a new little thing I'm going to drop in every now and then. I like to call fact or fiction.
Does Ross know about this? No. He looks very confused.
This is new.
Is there a jingle?
No, there's no jingle. Unless you want to do fact or fiction. Fact or fiction. Is it fact or is it fiction? That's the question. Mention of the doctor. Listen to this then. I like to consider this edutainment. We like to entertain and educate. Going? So I'm going to give you a fact or is it fiction. You've got to decide. Ooh. Just a statement that I think you'll find interesting. So... Kellogg's Corn Flakes were originally invented to stop people from masturbating. Is that fact?
That's a fact.
Or is it
that.
Fiction? Well, you're saying fact.
I think that's a fact.
The for you just to suddenly bring this up would be a really odd thing to just throw this game in here now. Yeah. It's fact.
Yeah, that's a fact as well.
But it is
why?
Fact.
But why?
It is fact. So, Dr. Kellogg, back in the day, was a doctor at some hospital in Michigan, and he was obsessed with...
masturbating.
Back in those days, they thought that knocking one out was really bad for you, and it was depraved.
Makes you go blind.
All that sort of stuff. So, he was a subscriber to the theory that if you had any spicy or sweet food, that would inflame your passions and get you all amorous-like, and get you thinking...
Okay.
Anyway, so Kellogg's cornflakes, Dr. Kellogg, he invented them to be really bland and tasteless and fibrous because they thought if you ate really boring food, it wouldn't get your pecker up, and therefore.
Did he go out prescribing this then?
Yeah. So in the hospital that he worked at, he gave all his patients really, really dull, boring food because they thought that tugging the tank was really bad for you. And then his brother, it was actually, said, "You know what? If we stuck some sugar on these would be banging."
Yeah, and then Cocoa Pops were born.
Frosties. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that is true.
Frosties.
That's the first.
Cocoa Pops are different, aren't they?
That's the first fact or
Frisky
fiction.
Frisky Frosties.
That's the we first never, fact or fiction.
I like
and
that.
It was fact.
I like that.
So there you go. Consider yourself.
They also used to put
educated.
Cocaine in Coca-Cola. That's why it's called.
They did.
What it is.
Yeah. Is this now going to be a fact battle off? We're going to have a rap battle. Have you got any facts to throw in?
You can lead a cow upstairs, but not down.
They can't go downstairs.
Because of the way their joints...
Yeah, they haven't got good knees, have they?
No.
We didn't actually answer the question as who would play up front, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
If Norwood's not fit, probably Alan Judge again. Although it was Danny Rowe in the latter stages on Saturday, and I thought he did all right.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd wrap that one up.
Good. That's why you're the professional that you are.
Well...
Peckham Blue. Is Hughes improving every time you see him? Do you think he'll ever quite get to the standard he was before?
It's hard to judge him, because how many minutes did he play at the weekend? Three?
Hmm.
He came on after Hughes. Like, he's getting short little bursts. I'm looking forward to seeing him tomorrow, because he will start and hopefully play 90.
So. Emir Hughes and Cowles have the same thing in common, bad knees.
Can he go backwards downstairs?
Ooh. Sorry, that was an aside.
What was the second half? Will he get
Emir.
Back?
Emir Hughes, as Andy went and saw Emir recently. He opened
his heart
about his injury problems and everything. He's even retweeted our stories, which is very, very rare
very
for
rare.
A footballer to
Didn't
acknowledge.
Even retweet. It was a tweet unprompted.
Yeah. And then you just throw that out there willy-nilly.
Lovely man. I've not met him before. I'd very like, nice. I'd and like I hope to... he thoroughly hope he does get back to
work. Got
where
anything
he...
you want to say?
I'd like to apologise to Emir Hughes. Sorry, Emir.
Contact the club.
Thanks for tweeting us stuff. It was good.
Got an extra a significant bump in views.
Did you get a huge spike?
It did.
Excellent.
So.
I've always thought that Puffy Knees was a good name for a rap band. George Lee, is there any player past or present that you get genuinely excited about when you hear they're doing the press conference? On the flip side, is there anyone you dread interviewing? So which player... I tell you he was good back in the day. I remember you used to say this all the time. Carlos Edwards was good back in the day, wasn't he? For interviewing. He used to say what he thought.
Yep. Every interview would start, I've got none. You're not going to get me today, lads. I've got nothing to say.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, he's just slammed
he's eviscerated
the manager
everyone, yeah.
And, yeah, given you a whole... Full of quotes.
I think we've talked about the dread bit before. Who in the current team is the one you look forward to? Is it Skuse and Chambone?
Chambers for me, always.
Yeah.
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 Always very, very good.
George also wants to know, what's your favourite Pringle flavour?
Paprika.
Salt and vinegar. I really like the sharpness of them. They're really
sharp. They are really sharp.
They're really sharp.
Sour cream and onion, Roscoe?
Of course.
What?
Sour cream.
Yes.
That does seem to be... I reckon if you put that to a vote, I think... That would be the one that wins. I want a bit more from a crisp than that for me, please.
Ben Notley asks about Garbutt, which we've already done. He also wants to know, what's your favourite cheese and why?
Melted cheese.
That's not a type of cheese. What type of melted cheese? Are we talking cheddar? What are we talking?
Why did you say it in a Scouse accent?
Is
that
a
thing?
Stephen Gerrard gave that as an answer.
Oh, did he?
Melted cheese. It's genuinely my favourite.
So many options.
I'm taking a good, strong, mature cheddar. That's what I'm taking.
Stilton.
Oh, Stilton. Now we're talking.
I do like a blue cheese.
We're entering Christmas season, aren't we? Stilton.
Halloumi.
Halloumi's lovely, yeah.
That's a good shout.
Good shout. Yeah.
We could be here all day. We could do a cheese podcast.
We should do a cheese podcast. Actually, that's a good idea.
I've got very little to offer to a cheese podcast.
Oh, you don't really like cheese, really. Do you? Take it or leave it.
That's
interesting.
Strange.
Halloumi. I'm not sure I trust halloumi you. And melted.
Yeah, no. Those are your two favourites. Yeah. Stafford Blue. Do you think the current squad could mix it in the Championship?
Before we take that one, can I just go back to cheese?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a discount supermarket the other day, bought some halloumi, but they also had like a fake knockoff version of halloumi that was half the price, just called grilling cheese. Didn't buy it. Looked awful. Sorry. Continue.
That's fine. No, grilling cheese conjures up images of interviewing cheese really intensely, doesn't it?
I put it to you,
spotlight.
Sir.
Yeah. That you are, in fact, halloumi cheese.
You are not Cypriot. My brother told me an interesting fact about halloumi once.
What's that?
About you can only call it true halloumi if it's got a perfect mix between cow and goat's milk or something.
Could be right.
It's a synthetic cheese.
Mm. Right. I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to take one more question from this here mailbag because we've been banging on for an hour and 15 minutes. And I'm going to take the question from... Benjamin Irie. He says, I'm studying sports journalism at university. This morning we're talking about the build up to a match day. How do you, and I'm looking at you three because you go to matches, how do you prepare for your match days, and what is the worst press box you've been in?
I start the day with a bowl of cornflakes just to just to take the edge off
take
things.
The passions down. Yeah. There was no more coming after that.
What's in how terms you, of just the build up to
yeah,
covering
prepare,
the game,
like how early do you get there, all that sort of stuff?
A lot of the kind of work prep has happened prior to Saturday morning, hasn't it?
Yeah, Saturday mornings for me, I've just got my little girl on home games. I've got her, my wife's at work, so I've got her until midday, at which point I find her somewhere to go for the afternoon, and then
any press ups or calisthenics to get the blood pumping.
No, you've done all your opposition research and stuff like that kind of in the week building up to it. We get there about 2 hours before kickoff. The first hour of that is a good chance to have a little mingle and chat with a few people. Speak to Mick Mills and Alex Mathey and whoever else is kind of knocking about. And
scope out the food situation.
Yeah.
Food's important. What's the worst then? What's the worst press box you've been in? You must have been in some stinkers in your time.
You didn't enjoy your evening at Luton recently, did you?
No, it's just the ones where there's no elbow room.
Who was it? What did you show me that picture in the office the other day of Hutchie and Stu at a game? What game was that?
Gillingham.
Yeah. He showed me a picture of you in the press box at Gillingham, and it looked like you could barely breathe.
A lot of them are like that.
Any football, to anyone that's developing a football stadium, when you do your press area, just make it a sort of a continuous bench. We get this at Portman Road. Not these little individual flappy school desks that you have to kind of get yourself in and out of. Just one long continuous bench so that you can kind of spread your stuff out, please. That's what I want.
Charlton? Is it Charlton? You have to cut, but you're basically locking yourself into a little pod. It's
like a little prison.
You're like, in you go, close your own personal gate and lock, you, lock yourself in. It's not
Where's
good.
That, Ross?
Charlton.
Oh.
Chilton.
Mm.
It's a very good viewing position, though, up
it
high.
Is. Yeah. It is good.
Newcastle's a nightmare.
Is it?
A, you're too low, and B, they've got these weird little sort of perspex, semi-circle sort of things that come over your podcast, over your laptop.
Really?
Which means that you can't even get the lid of your laptop open properly.
Is that trying to help you, though? If it's grim up north.
It's just a poor design flaw.
Poor design.
So we've got Southend coming up, haven't we? And unless they've changed it, you're essentially in a greenhouse in the stand. You're behind glass, and there's like two or three of those, you know, squeegee things that you have to like remove
moisture,
away. Yeah, you're doing that throughout the game because it's just a steam box.
That lends itself to something on social media to share that with the people, Hutchie, if you could.
I'll try and remember.
Where's
that.
The best? Just very quickly, let's tell Benjamin where the best is that you've been. Arsenal, I always hear of being talked of as the bollocks.
Are we talking just about the press seats.
Yeah, well, yeah, where is the best press box?
I like Leighton Orient.
Wow.
It's pretty good, actually, isn't it? Very, very high.
Very high. I like to go up nice and high, so you can see you go up about four or five stories on a lift.
And you get you get space
overhanging here. Over the top. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the last time I went there, you do fear it. It is a very sheer drop from there. So if you did, you would break your neck.
Yeah.
But just don't fall off the top.
Leeds, I like going in that little gantry. I love gantries. That's where I should be.
Is that one of your three things you'd like to add in there?
Yeah.
Gantries. Right, that's
You're really disappointed in me for that segment of the show, aren't you, today?
I think you could have done better. Anyway.
I think you came across as a lovely, kind.
I like footy, fighting, and alcohol.
Yeah, okay.
You're repeating yourself.
FPL Tractor, Jamie Trott, Paul, Martin, Brad, Arthur Pickthorne, Barry Smith. Thanks for all your input. We're not going to get time to ask your questions, unfortunately. One final thing. ITFC follower, why doesn't my wife understand how big a season this is and why I'm so buzzing? Up the town, come on you Blues. Andy Warren, what would you say to ITFC follower's wife?
My wife has no interest whatsoever in football, and I love it.
Yeah.
So I
don't force it.
Yeah, don't force it. Just enjoy it as your thing.
Exactly. There you
Tell
go.
Tell her it makes me happy.
Therefore, it makes you happy.
Therefore, it should make you
in
happy.
In a happy marriage.
Mm. If not, just divorce her.
Other wives are available.
That could be
exactly. Other wives are available.
Here endeth mailbag for this week. It was a very good mailbag, I thought, this week. Did we all enjoy it?
Mm.
Superb.
I thought it was okay.
We're coming
fair to middling.
Fair to middling. We're coming to the end now of this show. We're going to talk about Gillingham very briefly in a second. First of all, the usual subscriber plea. Not so much plea, just reminder.
Please.
It's not a plea. We don't really do pleas on this podcast. Please. But yeah, if you do enjoy this, obviously hit subscribe on your various podcast providers. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, because that helps us in our visibility in the chart. We've not had one since the start of September.
That needs to change.
So I'd very much like a 5-star review this week, please.
Mark, I think that everybody that listens already subscribes.
Everyone?
Yeah, surely by now.
Surely there must be some
new listeners
today.
We need some evangelism. We need the word to be spread.
Yes.
Across the pod.
Tell your friends.
Absolutely.
Tell your wife.
Tell your wife. My wife is now a listener.
Yeah.
That's fact.
That's good.
So there we go.
There we go.
I met a few listeners at Fleetwood. So this is a shout out that has been long and waiting.
Yeah.
Because I keep forgetting his name, but I asked him on Saturday, like, I want to give you a shout out, but I forgot your name. So Peter, I don't know his last name, but just Peter. Big shout out to you, mate.
Top was he the guy that said the strike still needs some work?
No, that was Ross. Another Ross. Ross Evans, who I met. He came down from Lincoln with his dad. And he went, it's good, but it needs some work.
Okay. Well, hopefully you enjoyed today.
I think today's performance has almost certainly changed his mind.
those fears to bed.
Cancelled now for next week. Yeah.
Also, please follow us on all the various social medias across Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Kings of Anglia. Instagram's just gone over the 1,000. Good work, Roscoe. Yes. We are going to get back on the Instagram stories, aren't we, Ross?
Yes.
To give people a peek behind the curtain, which is what we're all about here.
Can we just do a little bit of housekeeping?
Go.
We had a driving theory test segment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ross, but the people will want to know how you got on.
Yeah, I failed. 39 out of 43 I needed to get right.
But that's close.
It's close enough, yeah.
Close.
I got the hazard thing right, so
nailed the hazards.
It's just a button, you just like, oh!
There's an old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't speed up.
Yeah, basically.
So when's your next one?
2 weeks.
Excellent. Yes. We go again.
You've got this.
On to the next one, etc.
Can I tell you something, Ross?
Yes.
I passed my driving test 4th time.
Okay.
And I'm an excellent driver.
Okay. But theory test, how long?
First time, absolutely. Okay.
No one fails the theory test.
first time.
Yeah. Let's talk about Gillingham very briefly. Obviously, the main interest going into this, certainly from my point of view, is the possibility of a ruck on the sideline between the honey monster and the honey badger. So, Steve Evans, Paul Lambert, round two, ding, ding. Look out for that video coming soon from Roscoe. But the game itself, obviously you're very excited about it, Hutchie.
Yep.
What are we saying about that? Are we saying anything about that?
Nothing needs to be said. Just
that is the main interest, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
If Town win this, are they basically through?
Yes. Yeah. I think they are actually through if they win it.
Okay.
I don't think you can in a three game group where two go through. I don't think you can win two games and, okay, and exit the competition. Can you? Don't think so.
I don't know.
You'd have to be unlucky.
But you get to come and see Will Keane play, probably. Emma Hughes, Danny Rowe. They're first team players, aren't they? Because of the depth of this squad. So
get excited.
And then it's the last game. There's obviously no game at the weekend. The next game is Accrington away on Sunday at 12 noon, which is mental. So have you got any plans for your free weekend this weekend, boys? You going to be doing anything?
It's my birthday on Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Hutchie.
Thanks, mate.
How old are you?
33 years
and if
young.
You don't mind me saying, you don't look a day over 21.
Nice, thank you. It's my dad's birthday as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
On the same day?
Yeah.
Wow. What's your dad's name?
David.
Big Dave. Happy birthday to you, Dave.
He's not a big Dave.
Okay, like, little Dave.
What's your dad's name, Mark?
Peter.
What's your dad's name, Ross?
David as well.
Me and Ross have got some links.
What's your dad's name?
Colin.
Big Col.
Big Col.
So what are you doing? Do you have a combined celebration? Or
yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know yet, actually. We've made no plan. We'll probably go out for some lunch or something.
Lovely. Well, I hope you have a good birthday, Hutchie.
Thanks, mate.
Nice that the town have cancelled the game just for you. Stewie, what are you doing this weekend? Why have you got your hand menacingly in a bag?
I've just...
Oh, God. What is this?
What?
Okay.
That was not what I expected you to pull out.
Andy's been going on about doing my hair for some time.
What is going on?
Are you getting this, Ross?
Yes, it's... they're my clippers.
In a rather unusual move, Stewie's just pulled out his clippers out of the bag.
After this, would you mind...
We are talking about the hair on your head, aren't we?
All of it.
Yeah. Because you said before you've got a very hairy back passage.
That's for the live pod.
Yeah. So I didn't expect you to do that.
I just thought I'd bring them in. Is that all right?
What's the number on there?
That's your millimetres.
I thought it might be the amount of hair.
This is a serious bit of kit, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
This is shaped and everything. It's lovely. I've got clipper envy now. Watch the hair.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay, well, that was unexpected. There'll be a video coming soon of Hutchie shaving Stu.
Put that in as part of the Gillingham preview.
More interesting than much of the Gillingham. Anyway, boys, we should probably... Well, now we've got a haircut to have as well. We should probably head off. Roscoe, we've got to play that dreadful Arch and Jingle, haven't we?
I like it.
Boom.
From true crime to football, Brexit to folklore. For more great podcasts from Archant, head to audioboom.com/channel/Archant.
Oh. What is that?
Stewie's now got hair stuck on the end of his finger.
Was that like old hair?
Yeah, it's old hair, that.
How often do you shave your head?
Every week. Once a week.
I used to find when I shaved my head that it was the back that was the problem.
Mm.
So do you use some kind of mirror contraption?
Just do it fairly blind.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now you've got me to do it.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us this week. Next week could be an interesting one. We talked about doing another KOA extra time next week, didn't we? So watch this space. Potentially. Depends what happens, I guess, in the next week or so. Have a great weekend. Do whatever you're doing with your free weekend. Enjoy it. Thank you for joining us. We're off to give Stu a haircut, bizarrely. I never thought I'd out the show like that.